Psalm 89:52. This is a wonderful psalm just to remember and to say often. In English, it's, Blessed be Yahweh forevermore. Amen ve'amen. In the Hebrew, I'll say it quickly this time, and then we'll go through it word by word. Baruch Yahweh le'olam. Amen ve'amen. Blessed be Yahweh forevermore. Amen ve'amen. Okay, let's go through each word slowly. The first word is Baruch. Baruch. Please repeat. Baruch, which means blessed or praise. The second word is Yahweh. Yahweh. Please repeat. Yahweh, which means Yahweh or Lord. It's the tetragrammaton. You'll notice that there are various vowels on this tetragrammaton depending upon which verse it's in. So we consider that you, or we encourage you, to consider this a sight word, as the vowels do vary. It's also sometimes pronounced Yahweh or Adonai. It has various pronunciations. But the way that we have chosen to use is Yahweh. And the third word is Le'olam. Le'olam. And repeat after me. Le'olam. That's right. Le'olam, which means forevermore. Don't you love it? That we are to bless him forevermore. And the final is Amen ve'amen. Amen in Hebrew is like the word Amen. Only in Hebrew, it means truly, truly, surely, surely. And it's showing that you are definitely affirming what has been said before. So let's say this together. Amen ve'amen. And again, Amen ve'amen. Okay, this time I'm going to read the whole verse. I'll say a word, and then I'd like for you to repeat the word after me. The first word is Baruch. Baruch. Yahweh. Yahweh. Le'olam. Le'olam. Amen ve'amen. Okay, this time we're going to say it phrase by phrase, just a little bit more quickly, and I will pause at the end of the first phrase, and please repeat it. Baruch Yahweh le'olam. Amen ve'amen. Od pa'am. That means once again. Baruch Yahweh le'olam. Amen ve'amen. Blessed be Yahweh forevermore. Amen ve'amen.